This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Local movie lovers have the rare opportunity to watch classic films as they were intended to be seen, in the dark, on a big screen. Each month, the Albuquerque Film Club takes over the Guild Cinema in Nob Hill. Their 12 presentations in 2014 are international and span the years 1928 to 2000. With us this morning is one of the founders of the Albuquerque Film Club, Frank Cullen. Frank, great to have you with us again.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
What was the impulse behind starting the Albuquerque Film Club, Frank?
Well, I'd done a half a dozen series there. And
at the Guild?
At the Guild, yes. And Keith Henley, who was the owner, asked me if I would like to do another. And I said, why don't we try to do something that's a little more predictable that we can build a momentum for? And so that's the genesis of doing a film club. Second weekend of the month, Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m., members pay a low fee each year and get a substantial discount on tickets to our presentations. So not all presentations at the Guild, but to the film club presentations.
The members also have a voice in the selection of the films.
What we did is solicit comments, what people wanted to see by genre, by year, by actual titles. And we took about 30, 35 of those that were most mentioned and were available, which was important. And of those 30, 35 films, we put out a ballot and sent it out to our members, and they chose the films, the 12 films for the year.
And this is quite a range of film genres and years of production.
I don't think we've missed anything except maybe cartoons or shoot 'em up westerns.
Now, you're starting this week with a newly restored version of a great early Fellini film.
Yes, Giulietta Masina in Juliet of the Spirits. At the time, Fellini was experimenting not only with film, but with certain additives to his life. And this film reflects that.
And one of the important aspects of the Albuquerque Film Club is the fact that after the screening, there's a chance to get together and discuss.
Right. Some people like to, some people don't. They're not greatly structured. We start off talking about the film, but it can go in any tangent possible. It might be the background to the film, as when we did Children of Paradise. It was very interesting because it was done under Nazi occupation, and the filmmakers hid a lot of the French partisans in the crowd scenes. Or it might be just about we're doing In the Mood for Love in February. It could be just about the camera work, which is exquisite, and the color palette for that film. It's Wong Kar-wai. The colors are intense. And then following that, we're going to do Mae West in She Done Him Wrong. What do you talk about in a Mae West film except Mae West?
So that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. And Pandora's Box and a number of others coming up. We have a lot of people of a certain generation, shall we say, that are coming back to renew memories. We have film students who are catching up on some of the films that they've heard about and have had the opportunity to see. I think it's a good spread, and we try not to be too academic about it.
Great. Frank Cullen is one of the founders of the Albuquerque Film Club, which sponsors monthly screenings of classic films at the Guild Cinema, 3405 Central Northeast in Nob Hill. The new season starts this weekend with Fellini's Juliet of the Spirits, Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. For information on the film and on the Albuquerque Film Club, go to guildcinema.com. Frank, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, and a shout out to Keith Henley of the Guild. He has made that a jewel of Albuquerque culture.
Absolutely. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.